exceeds expectations.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
It will be Russell's ball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home, or as they trail Mountain Home, 28-19. Cyclones moving right to left for these last two quarters.
Kind of like that first half for Mountain Home. Talking with a couple of parents during halftime. My coach Leonard was talking with you, and I mean, Dewey hadn't really got going. They won't let him get going, but we will find ways to get Dewey the ball.
So yeah, well, we've got to love them play at McLean so far.
Absolutely. Ryder's done a great job stepping up.
Here, Brevers has balls. We're back in our way. He gives it to Campbell. Now up top to Villarreal. Over to Smith in the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Gives it to Frazier. Frazier will dribble out toward the wing. Up top to Beavers. Over on the left side to Villarreal. He's going to drill toward the low block. Throws out to Beavers. Dribbles to the left side. Now it gives it to Campbell. 10 left on the shot clock. Campbell's dribbling into lane. Loses the handle of the ball, and Tate comes up with a steal.
I know I don't compliment refs many times, but that's a great no call. He could have called an offensive foul. He let it play out. Blaine had quick hands and did a really good job.
Oh, my! But it was a good pass by Tate to McLean. He missed the layup, but got his own rebound, put it back up and in.
Blaine's looking at him going, where's my assist, bro?
Ryder McLean was 16 on the night. Here is Villarreal with it up top on the right side. Gives it up top to Campbell. Over on the left side to Beavers. 30-19, Mount Home up by double digits right now. Ball goes to Campbell at the right elbow. He throws it to Frazier, and he'll be fouled before his shot attempt.
Braxton Carson's going to get five fouls tonight. He's probably going to take all 10 of his.
That is Carson's third personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the third quarter.
I've got a daughter that plays a lot like that. She's going to get all, all her fouls and then some.
Ball's with Beavers on the left side. He'll give it up top to Campbell. Over on the left side to Villarreal. He's going to drill toward the low block. Gives it there to Frazier in the paint. He puts up the jumper. No good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 6:39 left in the third. Braden Dewey picks up his first personal foul. Second against Mountain Home here in the third.
Dewey kind of looks at the official and is like, okay, can I get that same call down on our end? That was just a little bump, and I'm getting just mauled. He's talking on the free throw line with him right now, just smiling, laughing.
Cam Frazier's first free throw is up and in. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. Braxton Carson checks out of the game as Levi Uchman comes in. So if Frazier gets this next one, we'll be back to a single-digit margin. But he misses it. Offense rebound, though, for Campbell. He puts it up. He can't get that to go. His follow-up won't go either, but he draws another foul, and he'll hit to the free throw line. That's Braden Dewey's second all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's a really tough offensive series there for Dewey. Gave up the offensive rebound, gave up the second one, and then got the foul.
Yeah.
It's tough. You hope that foul doesn't come back to haunt him.
Yep. Second personal foul, team foul number three against Mount Tome. Cade Campbell's first free throw is up and in. That's his first point of the night and is down to a single-digit margin now. Drew Haney's going to check into the game as Braden Dewey takes a seat. 6:36 left to play in the third quarter as Campbell has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets both. His first 2 points of the night. So 30-22, Mountain Home up. Here is Harris with it.
Kind of a 1-1-3 extended pressure here. Mountain Home does a good job handling it.
Yep, they get across the timeline. Here is Tate with it up top. Finds Haney at the right elbow. Gives it to Uchman, who's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound's knocked around, controlled by Villarreal.
Ooch got to go up. Just try to make that shot. We try to get too crazy sometimes with some little up and under moves and just go up and make the simple layup.
Smith's jumper in the left corner is up and in. He's now in double figures with 11. Down to a two-possession game all of a sudden. 30-24 our score with less than 6 minutes left to play in the third. Tate throws it to Harris. Back to Tate. He'll set up the offense. It's like a man-to-man right now for Russellville.
Yeah, they got out of their extended pressure. Back and dropped it into a man.
Tate dribbles on the right side, gets by his defender, now picks up his dribble, throws it to Harris, who has to chase down, up top to Uchman, over to McLean on the left side. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. McLean drills to the free throw line, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound's knocked around, and ball still being fought for, finally controlled by Tate. He dribbles into the lane, puts up the jumper, good.
Good active hands right there by Drew Haney. Sophomore tipping the ball around, couldn't get his hand on it, did an excellent job tipping it around right to Blaine Tate so he can get in and make that bucket.
He's got four on the night. 32-24, Mount Holmes lead back to three possessions. 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. Beavers with up top, throws over to Frazier on the left side. Back to Beavers. Over to Villarreal on the right. To Smith, and a foul away from the ball. Offensive foul.
Yeah, they get 21.
That's Caleb Campbell's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Cyclones here in the third quarter. 4:55, let's play in the period. Mount Holmes will look to see if they can extend the lead to double digits on this play.
Ball got knocked all the way down here. A lot of snow coming through with the save for the Bombers.
Greg Chenault is, I think he might have just got teed up or a warning. No, that's a warning. Yeah. So they're going to give Russell coach Greg Chenault a warning. So Mount Holmes inbounded on the near sideline with an 8-point lead.
They changed coaches here in Russellville like we changed socks.
No kidding. Ball goes into the front court to Harris. Here's Haney with it up top. He'll give it to Tate, who'll set up the offense.
Just when you think you know one of their coaches, get ready. It's going to be a new set next year.
Yep. Over to Harris on the left side. He's dribbling into the lane. Follow the layup, good. He just blows by his defenders for that.
Oh, get the ball.
And Mount Holmes almost came up with a steal. Back, though, comes Frazier. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Tate.
I'm so impressed with our guards and how they rebound.
Oh, man. Tate just lost the handle of the ball underneath Russell's basket and goes out of bounds.
He had the ball. He had three people around him, and they slapped it and slipped out of his hands and just bounded on the side or the end line down there and out of bounds.
34-24, Mount Holmes up. 4:26, let's play in the third quarter. Here is Frazier with it up top. Throws over to Beavers on the left side. Mount Holmes in a man-to-man. Beavers dribbling to elbow. Throws it, gives it to Frazier on the wing. Up top to Campbell. He's going to try for the three-pointer and goes in. Kate Campbell with his first field goal of the night. He's got five this evening. 34-27, Mount Holmes up. 4:07 left in the third. Here is McLean giving it to Tate in the to the front court. Tate's going to have the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds off the foot of a Cyclone, and Mount Holmes will keep possession with 3:57 left to play in the period. Braxton Carson coming back in for the Bombers, replacing Levi Uchman, and Braden Dewey's also coming in as who will take a seat. It'll be Drew Haney. So Tate will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Harris on the left wing, up top to McLean, and he did travel. Yep.
Yeah, he shoveled his feet.
Kind of hesitated a little bit.
Yeah, tried to give a little stutter step and picked them both up and tried to go fake like he was going right and cut back to the left and had an open lane.
And before Russell inbounds it, Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:55. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mount Holmes leading Russellville 34-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
So Mount Holmes taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 3:55 left to play in the third quarter. As right now they're up 34-27, but Russell has the ball looking to make it a two-possession game.
Yeah, big moments here for the Bombers. I think Coach Fulcher feels that. That's why he called a timeout to kind of settle his troops down. Rhett Gilbert coming in the game. You know, we hadn't seen him go off on one of those 8 to 10-point swings here. We need to see him do that.
Here is Campbell with it. He'll throw it out to Smith.
We switched our zone here.
Smith gives it back to Campbell on the right side. His three-pointer is up and in. He's got eight all in the third quarter, and it's down to a four-point margin, 34-30 our score. Here's Gilbert with it. Gives it to Tate. Into the front court to McLean. Over to Gilbert. Up top to Tate. Tate with Villarreal right there on him. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Gilbert on the wing. Up top now to Carson. Over to Tate on the right. Back to Carson. And a foul away from the ball. An offensive foul. They're going to get Braden Dew, I believe, and that's his third.
You know, Matt, in the Alma game the other night, we were up, what, 6 or 7, got the rebound, turnover.
Yeah.
Alma went on a long run on us, right?
That's true.
Tonight, we're up 34-24, got a rebound, turnover. Right now, Russellville, it's 3 turnovers in a row.
And that chance to make it a one-possession game.
They're on a 6.60 run.
Yep.
Can Mountain Home learn from their mistakes in that third quarter that we had at Alma? Can we learn from them right here? And can we stop this bleeding and go get some buckets?
Kate Smith's three-pointer wouldn't go, and Drew Haney, who checked in for Brady Dewey, gets the rebound.
That's a good way to do it. Go get a big board, Drew.
McLean with it. He will throw it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane. Tries to throw it to Haney. Ball knocked away and stolen by Campbell. Back quickly comes Frazier. And offensive foul!
Good job by Rhett Gilbert. Sliding over, putting his body in harm's way, and taking that offensive foul.
Cam Frazier picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 2 against Russellville here in the third quarter. Well, the Russellville student section giving it to the officials there. Ball goes to Tate, to McLean. Now to Gilbert, back to McLean. Back to Tate, he's in the front court. And he has the ball knocked away. And a scramble, a fight for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, I believe, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, we haven't had since the 4:24 mark. We haven't had a shot.
That's right.
4 turnovers.
34-30, Bombers up with 2:18 left to play in the third.
I like what I saw Blaine Tate right there, though. Coach Fulcher's kind of going crazy. Blaine looked at us like, I got it, Coach. We're good. So let's see what Blaine's got up his sleeve.
Inbound pass goes to Tate in the backcourt. He gets it back across the timeline. Gives it to Haney at the right elbow. Back to Tate. He's going into the lane. And now tries to throw it to Carson. Ball's knocked away.
That's
going to be out of bounds, though, against Russellville as it will be Mount Holmes inbounding it with 2:04 left to play in the third quarter, I believe.
Should the shot clock have been reset?
I don't think so. I don't think they
ever had possession.
I don't think they ever had possession. So okay. It's going to be.
They're talking about it right now. Yeah,
so. No, they're going to keep it at 8.
Okay.
8 left to shoot for Mount Holmes. Tate will inbound the ball on the baseline. He throws it into Carson. Now to McLean. He's going to put up the jumper on the left side. It misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Beavers. Beavers quickly back the other way. Gives it to Frazier. Frazier's going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Haney. He'll give it to Tate, who's quickly back the other way for Mount Holmes. He dribbles on the right side. He's going into the lane. Now tries to throw it out to Gilbert. Ball goes off his hand and out of bounds on the near sideline. Another turnover against the Bombers.
Yeah, that's since the 4:24 mark. That's their 5th turnover in 1 air ball that the Bombers have had on the offensive side of the ball.
And Josh Fulcher says enough. He calls the timeout. We'll break with 1:42 left. Oh, actually, Russell called the timeout. So we'll break with, I miss how much time is left on the clock. It is going to be Mount Holmes leading Russell 34-30. We're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
There's 1:42 left to play in the third quarter. It is Russellville with another chance to make it a one-possession game. They have the ball trailing Mount Holmes 34-30. Beavers into the front court, dribbling to the free throw line, finding Frazier going into the lane for the layup. His basket will not go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:32 left in the period.
Nice little set play coming out of the offense for Russellville. They kind of ran a double screen off the left side. They faked a backdoor cut on one side, kind of ran a double screen for their big post player here, Cameron Frazier, and yep. Mr. Author himself, and
yep,
got a shot up.
So that foul's on Drew Haney, his second personal foul, team foul number 5, so Russell's going to be shooting free throws the rest of this period. Cam Frazier so far 1 of 2 from the charity stripe with 6 points. So, by the way, Frazier also, I believe, he's been recruited by North Arkansas College over in Harrison, too.
Come on up our way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
First free throw for Frazier is up and in. So that makes it a one-possession game.
Getting to play a little ball. Matt Jones, the old bomber that's playing over there.
That's right.
Having some good times, and I think he's playing pretty well for North Ark. Is it Pioneers now?
Yes, they are. So Frazier with one more free throw. He gets both. He now has eight. And it's down to a two-point game all of a sudden.
34-32.
Here is Carson with it. Almost lost the handle of it. Gets it to McLean. They still got to get it across the timeline. They finally do. Just barely beat the 10-second count. Here's Gilbert finding Carson on the low block. He's going in for the reverse layup. Good.
There we go. Good move by Braxton. Nice little reverse layup. You don't usually think of him as an offensive threat. Good spin move getting post position and get to the opposite side.
And that breaks Mount Tom's long scoring drought. Here's Villarreal with it. He'll give it to Frazier. He's going to toward the low block. Now trying to figure out how to make a move. Now instead he's going to give it to Campbell, who's going in for the layup. Good. Caleb Campbell with 10 on the night, all here in the third quarter. And Mountain Home almost turned it over once again. Here's Gilbert into the front court. 36-34, Bombers up. And now Villarreal does come up with a steal.
Yeah, he just picked his pocket. He just stayed after Rhett and just picked the pocket.
Villarreal is going to lose the handle of the ball. And now McLean comes up with a steal. And now he throws it away as Frazier's there to pick it up. He gives it to Villarreal. Shot clock is off. 26 seconds left to play in the third. Russell with a chance to tie or take the lead on this play. We've had two ties, but no lead changes so far. Here is Frazier with on the right side. He's looking to make a move. He will throw it away as Gilbert chases down the steal. Now Tom with one more chance to get a shot. Vince keep into the front court.
Let's make him pay for this.
Ball goes to Gilbert. His shot is going to be blocked, and we've reached the end of the third quarter.
Ugly last 4:24 for the Bombers.
Yeah.
But we still have the lead going into this fourth quarter. See if we can settle down and pull away.
Our score at the end of three, Mount Tom leading Russellville 36-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you looking for a personalized banking experience with a strong community focus? Look no further than FNBC. This is Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location at the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way to see what makes FNBC different. We provide customized financial solutions, technology to run your business more efficiently, and